This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and friends. We're trying our best here. Doing our best at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina out on the deck in Chesapeake City, Maryland. If it wasn't so beautiful out, you know, I look around, it's so calm. Everybody is, you know, enjoying an adult beverage next to the water,
yeah.
Sitting on boats, having a good time.
And then there's us.
And then there's us, yeah. So we're sorry for the small technical glitch. But we, Ike, I'm going to need your assurance that we are smooth sailing for the rest of the show. I need you to tell me everything's going to be okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the rest of this show is going to go. And quite frankly, I'm here just to see how it goes the rest of the show.
Because, you're just observing?
Yeah, because I know eventually you're going to blow your lid.
Yeah, I'm getting
so
close.
Yeah, so, you know, the next thing you know, Francisco will be down here sweating bullets.
Dude, Fran, yes. Fran is one technical difficulty away from jumping in the Chesapeake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, swimming back to Philadelphia. Yeah.
Meanwhile, everybody back in the studio like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know where to go. I'm a passenger.
Well, they told us to dump.
A passenger? Your name's first.
Again, passenger Titanic in the first segment. I don't like that. It's good. Now, our engineer said to dump the Comrex in water, which feels like a bad move.
Yeah, so the Comrex, if you're listening, is the device that connects us back to the radio station. The reason it's funny dunking in water is because it's plugged in. You don't want to dunk something in water that's plugged in.
Now the tents are falling.
Now you see why I'm a passenger. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe this is why Giglio and Douglas are the only ones allowed here. We screwed everything up. At least the crab cake looks good. So
oh, man, it tastes good, too. Yeah, it does.
All right. So we're going to make pretend like
it's
we didn't
just... It's been the best part of this visit so far.
The crab cake?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the people are nice.
Well, I mean, yes.
The place is beautiful.
People are nice, yes.
Yeah, maybe we just dump the radio show and hang out for the next few hours.
Dude, Buzz for drive time?
Yeah. You ready, Buzz? Can you hit the buttons and take the calls and host?
No, Morgan Stein can go produce. Buzz on the air.
There you go.
Buzz's big break, some are calling it.
Yeah. Yep. So here we are, like... You know, you made me think of something yesterday, Ike, and Corey from Columbus made me think of something, right? Yeah. And you made me think of something when we were talking about Jaire Alexander, who a two-time Pro Bowl cornerback that the Packers let go is now a free agent.
Really like him.
And you were saying, like, go get him. I want him on the team. You know, Keely Ringo, maybe. Adoree Jackson, maybe. But I want Jaire Alexander. Mm-hmm. And then Corey, our very, very, very loyal foxhole guy, Corey calls up. Yeah. And we were talking about Trey Hendrickson, and we were talking about Jaire Alexander. And we're saying, which one do you want? And he's like, I want both. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl this year. And I'm like, oh, There we go. There's the Eagles fans I know. And then T.J. Watt, also in a contract dispute, also not at camp, also potentially available. And for most of these guys, you know, when they first start having these disputes, whether it's T.J. Watt or Trey Hendrickson, we're talking about first-round pick, second-round, you know, two first, blah, 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 blah. But we're not in that situation anymore. It feels like, you know, Midday Show had somebody on that said, you get Trey Hendrickson for a second-round pick. And we have, like, 25, you know, draft picks next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I know it is deep inside everyone that we want to go get one of these guys. And we've had one of these off seasons that if it was not an off season after winning a Super Bowl, people would be scratching their heads, you know, pitchforks outside the NovaCare. Yeah. What are we doing? Why are we playing? I don't want – this is the time where we have a team. And I look at the rest of the NFC, by the way, and I see good teams, but I don't see anybody that, like, is I'm terrified of, right? Yeah. So I want to go win a Super Bowl this year. So I want Howie Roseman to take one of those draft picks he has next year and either go get T.J. Watt or go get Trey Hendrickson or not spend any draft picks and go spend some of Jeffrey Lurie's money and go get Jair Alexander, because if they want to win a Super Bowl this year, put some distance between you and the rest of the teams and be serious about winning a Super Bowl, not just if we get there, it's great. Because the attitude to me from the Eagles this year has been, we won one. If we get there next year, it's great. But we don't need to double down this year and overspend. And I just, like, there are players available that can make you better at positions of need. Mm-hmm. And if they're serious about winning a Super Bowl, they'll go get one of these guys.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The last part of what you just said about, we won a Super Bowl. If we get back there and win another one by being smart and that happens, that's great. But I'm not going to overspend for anybody to go overboard and basically sacrifice, whether it's future cap space, whether it's the ability to take young talent high in a draft so that you can continue doing what you're doing, because you got to replenish this talent as guys get a little bit older and you got to move on. I'm perfectly fine with that, too. Because here's the thing. If I'm sitting here right now today, if I'm sitting here today, Spike, and this isn't me in the moment. This is me saying, whether those guys were available or not, the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. Whether they have those guys on the roster or not. They're the best roster in the league. They're the best roster in the league, top to bottom. Sure, it'd be nice if they can add those guys, and if they can get them for the right price, then I'm all for it. I don't think the ends position is solidified enough that I could say, well, I don't want Trey Hendrickson or T.J. Watt. No. Hell yeah, I want those guys for the right price. Our cornerback situation, opposite of Quinyon Mitchell. Yes, Keely Ringo's nice. After that, Dory Jackson, all right. If you can add Jair Alexander for the right price to go opposite Quinyon Mitchell, I'm on board with it. I'm on board with it. I really am. But I'm not going to overspend for these guys, because you do have the luxury of you just won the Super Bowl. Had you lost in the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game, and if we feel like we're this close and we needed something to get us over the edge, then sure, you make that move because you're desperate enough to do that because you hadn't won it. But when you win the Super Bowl, it gives you a little freedom and wiggle room to operate as if you're not desperate and you can be smart. How about this? Jair Alexander chooses the Philadelphia Eagles. He takes a good deal to come play for the Eagles. Now, Trey Hendrickson and T.J. Watt, that's going to cost you. It just is. It's going to cost you high draft picks. And T.J. Watt, my goodness, I was willing to give up first-round picks, so I'm good with that.
Well, you compared his numbers. You look at him versus Myles Garrett, and
yes,
there's not really much of a difference.
Both are Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famers. Both has been multiple defensive player of the year. Yeah, I take T.J. Watt in a heartbeat. Upgrade your defense in a heartbeat. If you want to give up next year's first-round pick for T.J. Watt right now, go right ahead. I'm not opposed to it. I'm good with it. You want to give T.J. Watt a contract so that we have T.J. Watt for the next 4 or 5 years? I'm fine with it, because I'm going to assume they're going to make the money work. What I'm pushing back against is if they don't do it, somehow we still aren't the best team in the NFL, and we are. We just are. Like that's the luxury that they have, that their level of talent is that good that it's a luxury to add a T.J. Watt or a Jair Alexander or Trey Hendrickson. Most teams, that's a need. That's a necessity. They got to overpay for those guys. For the Eagles, they don't have to do that. They don't have to do that.
I don't know how you can win a Super Bowl with a number one defense, which is what they did last year, in a Super Bowl where the defense essentially
dominated. They were the reason we won the game.
They were the reason we won the game.
Yes.
And then say, okay, but we're going to lose our best edge. We're going to lose our, you know, Brandon Graham, whatever he was. He was a productive player.
Yep.
We're going to lose our second best defensive tackle. We're going to lose our starting cornerback. We're going to lose our starting safety. We're going to replace them, by the way, with second and third year players who we don't know if are any good.
Guys,
bargain bin players. Like I feel like every time we say that they're definitely the best team in football, we're dreaming that they're the best team in football.
No,
we're hoping that they're the best team in football.
Because you can't tell me somebody else is better.
But what I can do is tell you that they're with a bunch of other teams. They have the opportunity to be better than those teams.
They already are. You mean they can put more distance between themselves? I agree with you there. That would put more distance. But right now, there isn't a roster in the league that I would rather have than the Philadelphia Eagles roster. There's not a roster in the NFL I would rather have this year and moving forward than the Eagles roster.
I'm saying I don't know how you can win a Super Bowl based on your defense and lose all that on defense and think that you're going to win the Super Bowl again.
Well, here's the thing. Who says we have to win the Super Bowl this year based on our defense?
I do.
Well, I don't. We got some of the best offensive skill position players in the entire league. We are more than capable in going to win the Super Bowl with A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, and the number one offensive line in football. Like, that's more than enough to go win the Super Bowl.
No other
offense in the league can boast that type of talent. No other offense in the league. At the quarterback position, receivers, running back, offensive line, tight end, no one can compare. No one.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to go out and get either Trey Hendrickson,
got me in
TJ
back-to-back
Watt,
mode,
or Jair Alexander? Well, but here's the thing. And it's great to say, and have everybody
back-to-back?
Clap.
We're going back-to-back.
But here's the truth. The truth is that the seventh scoring offense in the NFL can win a Super Bowl with the number one defense.
Yeah.
If you have the seventh-ranked scoring offense in the NFL and the 13th-ranked defense or the 12th-ranked defense, you're not winning the Super Bowl. And that is what I'm looking at this year. They have the same personnel on offense that they had last year.
Here's what people get lost at. And here's why I know, because this happened with you too. That Rams game has clouded a lot of people's judgment. We dominated the Rams. Stop it. I don't care, 7 sacks, all of that. We were up, dominating that team, put them away, and then Vic Fangio went to sleep for 2 drives. Everybody started celebrating. The last 3.5 minutes, that game was over with. The Eagles had dominated that game. Washington wasn't even a contest. The Chiefs weren't even a contest. So this is what I'm saying. Somehow we feel like the opponents are closer than what they really are because we had one little scare because we took our foot off the gas pedal. Not because the Rams outplayed us that day. They played well, but we deserved to win that game. We were the better team that day. We outplayed the Rams. And by the way, we lost one game in 18 weeks, 19 weeks?
With the number one defense in the NFL.
Here's my thing. They weren't all nail biters. It's not like the 2000 Ravens where they had to win 13-10 every week. Yeah, we had the number one defense, but we had a pretty damn good offense. We got a pretty damn good offense that needs to be better this year. What I'm saying is that we're not going to ride the defenses back to the Super Bowl this year. We got to ride the offenses back. Like, that's pretty much what I'm saying. Like, so maybe we have the number 10 ranked defense in the league. All right, we'll have a top 5 offense with a 10th ranked defense, and that's probably better than most teams in the league.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's.
What do you want to add to the question?
Jewelers. Now, yeah, what do you think?
What do you want to add?
Yeah, what do you think?
No, we're not riding the D this year, riding the O this year.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I was going to add to that conversation. Yeah.
Nothing, basically.
Basically, not. But, like, why wouldn't you want to make it could be the best unit in the league again? Like, I'm more interested in Jair Alexander than I am the other two. Like, I realize the financial situation of Trey Hendrickson and where they're going to be with
Jalen. So pay it!
You can't. I don't know what to tell you. You can't. But Jair Alexander, there's – For me, there's no excuse.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
there's
with you
no
there.
Excuse. Like,
but he has to choose us, too.
Well, why wouldn't he choose us? First off, his soft-ass organization wanted to ban the Tush Push, so he comes to the home of the Tush Push. And, like, it's a chance.
That is a revenge factor right there. Yeah.
They play next year, which is nice. And it's a chance to be a star in Philadelphia, which props up players all the time. I mean, look what we did with Zach Bond.
We got Saquon going to the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, people forget that. But I think they need that kind of move to be to they're Super Bowl contenders, but I don't know why it's just like
– we're the number one team in the league.
And guess what? Yeah. Well, okay.
You know we are.
In the NFC.
What, in the AFC?
So listen, the league might –
you don't tell me the Chiefs are better than us?
Bills might be better. The league,
Buffalo?
The league sucks right now, all right? So, like, congratulations. You're the tallest whatever the sack
is. Now the league sucks.
It does. Dude, the second best team in the NFC is the Lions. They lost both coordinators and whatever. And the third best team is the Commanders. So, come on. What are we talking about?
The Rams.
Well, the Rams are good.
The Rams are
good.
And by the way –
I think the Rams may be the second best.
By the way, you know who could be real good this year is the 49ers. They have an easy schedule.
Dude, that arm dork quarterback that you love so much.
I don't love him. He was the number one ranked passer in the NFL 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm saying. Your boy was never that. Justin Herbert Justin Herbert was never the number one ranked passer.
My boy's right here.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Right. In front of this crowd? Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. Everybody's.
E!
All right. Don't.
E!
All right. Twitter question. Time for you to guess.
Yes.
Do the Eagles need to trade for a star defensive player to win the Super Bowl, yes or no? What do you think the number is?
No.
And what do you think the percentage is at?
I would say 68% no.
71.9% say no.
Wow.
28.1% say yes. There are too many questions. There are too many questions on defense for a team that had the number one defense last year that took them to the Super Bowl. And this dream that all of a sudden the offense is going to be a top three offense with no changes on it, by the way. No changes except for at right guard. That's the only change. And
a downgrading coordinator.
Well, and an
upgrading coordinator.
Downgrading coordinator.
Would you bet the passing offense is better than it was last year?
If I had to bet, I would say yes.
Okay, then. So that's an upgrading coordinator.
All right. We have a downgrade in Saquon, most likely.
What do you mean?
Well, most likely we're not getting the same Saquon. We've all agreed on that.
Maybe you don't get 2,000 if he gives you 1,500, 1,400. That's still pretty good.
215-592-9494. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting live away from the Tasty Cake Studios at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. 215-592-9494. OG Wade with an early call. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
I see you hot today.
Hey, listen.
You called. Hold on. You called in the 1 o'clock hour, right? You called in the 1 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour, to the midday.
Yeah, one of those.
I'm saying you hot today. You're right back at it. All right, come in hot and come in strong. All right.
Yeah, I just want to help Spike out a little bit here. Spike, last year this time, or at the last year when we started out, we were coming in off of a 30th ranked defense. And no one knew what that defense was going to bring. Okay, we ended up obviously being better than anybody ever thought they would be. So basically, having question marks at anything in with this team is not a negative. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that you can go to any team in the NFL and say what you got in those teams. There's no way you could actually do that. If you look at the positions. And everybody say Josh Sweat should have won the MVP. Remember, we cut Josh Sweat and brought him back
so
on
what?
A lesser deal.
Yeah,
okay, Josh
like,
Sweat, hold
OG,
on,
OG,
down.
OG. This whole thing where we took chances last year on a bunch of minimum guys and a couple of them worked out, which means that that's going to happen again this year, is bad logic. That's not how it works. You can't expect a long shot going to work every single year. And the fact is, and this is a fact, we have, whether we cut Josh Sweat or not, or whether we let Josh Sweat try to go find a deal and he couldn't find a deal or not, the fact is we had We had players that were productive at those positions. We had players that were productive at edge. We had players that were productive at tackle. We had player that was productive at cornerback. We had a guy who had 6 interceptions at safety, and we have replaced them with bargain bin minimum guys and guys who haven't been good enough to get on the field yet. And that's true. We can all dream about Kelee Ringo. Kelee Ringo wasn't the guy that got on the field when Darius Slay went off the field last year. That was Isaiah Rodgers, and he's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sidney Brown wasn't the guy that got on the field last year when CJGJ went off the field. He wasn't. And then the guys
the one blind spot Coach Fangio has.
For Edge, I sure hope Josh Uche is good. I sure hope Azeez Ojulari can stay healthy. You know, I hope Jalix Hunt can play 75% of the snaps and be good.
Let's go 5'8".
But these are all hopes. And if you want to win the Super Bowl, you can't look at the – and by the way, the defense carried the team last year. It did. And you can't just say the unit that carried the team last year, we're going to hope that it works this year, and we're going to hope that the offense is top three. Those are a lot of hopes. I want to win a Super Bowl. I don't want to hope we win the Super Bowl.
Let me help you out then, Spike, since you don't know a damn thing. Let me just help you a little bit. Okay, how this thing works, of course, a game of football, it takes all of them. Rather, it's the defense that you say carried the team or whatever.
What did carry the team?
At some point in time, your offense had to do enough to be able to be in the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah, so but it's what made them a great
the
team.
The defense did their job. Their job is to go out there and stop the other team from scoring points. The offense's job is to go out there and score as many points as you can score to win the game. Spike, it doesn't take rocket science to figure this one out. The OG Wade 4-point system won
Stop.
Every damn
Stop.
Game
yep.
for you,
Stop.
And none of you idiots want to pay attention. You don't
Stop.
Need all that you're talking about. You need to win those 4 points, and you win the Super Bowl.
Stop.
Hold on, give us those 4 points again. Hold on, give us the 4-point system again.
Our O-line against their D-line, our D-line against their O-line, which quarterback rushed the, turn the ball over the least, and which team rushed the ball more effectively?
Okay,
so here's it.
Beautiful.
Remember the 4 points.
Beautiful, beautiful, and it's a 4-point system, which is genius when trying to figure out. And nobody has an answer of what happens when it's 2-2. Here is the thing: is you want our defensive line to win the battle against their offensive line? We have a harder job doing that this year than we had last year because we lost players. That's just a fact, right?
How is that a fact?
Well, because we lost good players, and we didn't replace them with
okay.
players.
And you, guess what? How do you know that the players that we're bringing in aren't good players?
But the point is, how do you know that they are?
Do you think Milton Williams and Josh Sweat is the only good players in the NFL?
No, but do you think Josh Uche, who no other team in the league wanted, or Azeez Ojulari, who no other team in the league wanted?
It's called chemistry. It's called
stop.
Being in the right system.
Well, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work in 2023, though?
All these guys, listen, these guys are the best in the world. I don't give a damn what you want to call them. They are the best in the world.
Oh, what are you talking about? Every player in the NFL is one of the best in the world, and they still aren't good enough sometimes.
They won't. It's just that simple.
It's not that simple.
These guys got to reset their goals and say, hey, this is I want to be great. They have to want to be that. So if you get a guy that don't want no, you're not going to have a good player. That's just the facts, man. I know it's hard for y'all to understand. You know, you sit here and talk all day like you know some damn thing, but you don't.
Well, speaking of greatness, who sets the temperature, the thermostat for that greatness?
Vic Fangio, probably.
Hurts,
Sirianni.
Man,
come on, man. Talk to me, OG.
No.
Talk to me, OG.
Man, listen, man.
Because we're about to get into a conversation a little bit later you're not going to be a part of. I'm just saying, talk to me.
Is that when you look at the texture of this team, the identity of this team, it takes on the identity of Jalen the Duke Hurts.
So it doesn't talk to – nobody
want.
Talks to each other?
Listen, without Jalen Hurts' attitude and how he just takes out stats and lets y'all have that, Jalen Hurts knows how to dial
right,
back.
Right.
He knows
I'm
how
talking
how
about the defense.
Deficit,
I'm not talking about Jalen.
You guys got to understand
and,
how this
and
thing
And here's
goes.
The rule, OG.
I know it's difficult.
I'm setting
I know.
A rule. You have to add a 5th point to the 4-point system, or you're not allowed to bring it up anymore. There has to be a 5th point.
The only 5th point is your face on my fist. That's going to be the 5th point when I see you.
Nailed it.
All right.
Nailed
there
it.
There he is. He's going to punch.
Big old awesome. Swing and a miss on the way out.
Yeah.
Whole call was a swing and a miss, actually.
Yeah, I thought.
He had some solid points.
No, he
in
didn't, Ike.
Solid
he
points.
He brought up that these guys are the best in the world. Like, We get it. NFL players, we are better than 98% of people that ever put on the pads. Doesn't mean that they're going to be great players.
Wow, that's true.
They have to want to.
Yeah, they got to want to.
They have to want to.
I agree with that.
215-592-9494. DeMond and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good afternoon, y'all fellas.
What's up, DeMond?
Hey, man, listen. Ike, you right, man. I heard you agreeing with OG, right? Because you're absolutely right. Last year, fellas, and from this year moving forward, last year and this year, the person who was the most disruptive is our guy in the middle, JC, Jalen Carter. Them other dudes eat off of him. They always have, all year long. I'm not saying they wasn't good now. Sweat is good. Dunk is good. But we got the, Vanilla Gorilla coming in. Is it the Vanilla
Gorilla? The fourth round pick? Ty Robinson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do Vanilla Gorilla here.
Yeah.
That's on a different show. Yeah.
Oh, my man.
Are we doing Vanilla Gorilla?
No, I don't know. I want to see him play first before he gets a good nickname like that.
I think he's going to be good. But listen, Ajomo. Ajomo was already there.
Yes, Spike. Ajomo. Six sacks last year.
Oh, okay. Ajomo. So what was your favorite Moro Ajomo play from last year?
My favorite play? He got so many, I ain't going to tell you.
All right. What was your favorite Ty Robinson play?
I need you to watch
it. Come on, man. And everybody, again, and here's the thing with Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. No, they probably were not worth what they were paid. But, yes, they were the two highest paid defensive players in free agency this year. So to say that we didn't lose anything and we're just going to replace them with other guys that we found off the scrap heap, I just think is a little like we're being a little disrespectful to the contributions that those guys made and the talent that those guys have.
But here's the only reason why you can do that. Again, watch the tape. JC, he's a beast in the middle. Everybody's eating off of him. Now, I'm saying them dudes are scrubs, but I believe number three, he's going to step his game up again. He had 10 sacks, including the playoffs last year, right? So at the end of Nolan, he's going to come back a beast. I believe Ojulari, the Giants guy, I believe he's going to step up this year. And I know 100% JC and Big Boy Davis, they say Davis is trembling now. He said, what he called it, Peloton, he like it now? The Peloton he uses? Man, listen, we good. I don't know what y'all worried. I think we good.
Well, I mean, thank you for the call, DeMond. I hope Jordan Davis is a difference maker this year. It actually, if he can stay on the field and be productive, I think it could make an enormous difference for the Eagles, but I'll believe it when I see it. He's, you know, he's been on the team long enough and hasn't been able to do it.
Third year.
Yeah.
Big breakout year.
Well, it would make a huge difference in their defensive line production if he can stay on the field.
Yep.
You know, that him being on the field for 12 or 15 plays a game, that's not difference maker stuff.
How about this? 25 snaps? Would you take 25 snaps a game?
I would take 25 snaps a game.
All right.
Well, I mean, out of 60, I mean, that's what Milton Williams was
coming
doing
from 12.
Last year. Yeah. That's okay. What, I mean, Milton Williams.
Trying to double the snaps.
I think Milton Williams was on the field for about 45% of the snaps. And that, you know, if the other team played
60 snaps, Jack.
No. I'll take 20, and then I'll get Ty Robinson and Ajomo in there. It's a rotation next to old Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's on a rotation.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of mid defensive players that are going to make it
a top 10
defense.
Oh, y'all, man. Y'all
well, it's just like, dude, they're obviously not going to be a top 5 unit. You pray for a top 10 unit.
Okay.
You pray for a top 10 unit.
No, you guys are praying. I'm guaranteeing a top 10 unit.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to guarantee a top 10 unit tomorrow, too?
Yes.
Okay.
What's tomorrow?
Well, no, we're not in front of everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Bob in Lehigh Valley. Bob.
Bob, are you talking to yourself?
Oh,
Buzz?
For Christ's sake.
I put him up 30 seconds ago.
Well, who was he talking to? Himself?
No idea.
Talk to, all right.
He sounds crazy.
I'm going to try him one more time. Bob,
no.
Bob's doing his own show.
Yeah, hold on. I want to hear
you want to hear what he's doing?
Bob, what's going on, man?
Yeah, hold on. Buzz is trying to talk to him.
Oh,
let's go to Ellsworth and Allentown.
Yes,
Ellsworth, you're on WIP.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Ellsworth?
What's up, Ellsworth?
Just wanted to say about a month ago you had a young fellow on there that told you guys he thought LeBron was the best player in the NBA history.
Yeah.
And you guys told Michael Jordan was, and the reason he didn't know that because he was too young to have seen Michael Jordan. You made my case for me when I say Will Chamberlain was the greatest player ever. You guys have never saw him play. I saw him play.
Well, I've seen the tapes.
Yeah, I saw the tapes.
Yeah.
Well, he's in my top 10.
My top 10 are my top 3 are
top 11.
Bill Russell and Oscar Robertson.
Can I ask you something? Wilt's ahead of Bill Russell, even though Will only won 2 titles and Bill Russell won, 12?
11.
11.
It's a team sport.
Okay.
I got to go Kareem, Wilt, Shaq, Bill Russell, Tim Duncan.
Well, those are 5 very good players.
Wilt in there. I got Wilt in there. Wilt's in there. Yeah,
and why are all those guys ahead of, Michael Jordan?
Elijah Wan's out of my top 10.
I think he's doing centers. Are you just doing centers there?
They changed a lot of rules. Well, Oscar Robertson was a guard.
Come on, Spike. Learn the game.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
they changed a lot of rules to stop Wilt. They just have a keyhole.
They took the dunk out for 1 year.
They widened the lane to get him further away from the basket. They changed one rule for Michael Jordan. They allowed him to palm the ball. 2 rules. And they allowed him to take an extra step so his dunks look more spectacular.
Yeah. So,
well, everyone else could take advantage of those rules too, couldn't they?
They can now. Wilt didn't have that advantage.
Oh.
I only have him behind Kareem.
Yeah.
Well,
Wilt won all those titles.
Yeah, the only number I need is 6. Six finals appearance, 6 titles.
He's not greater than Michael Jordan. Yeah, I thought we were past that. Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
I thought we were past that. I thought we were just going big man.
And I tried to show you guys the video the other day, him just ripping the teammates' shots out of the air to put him in.
Oh, yeah.
Will Chamberlain.
215-592-9494. Bob in Lehigh Valley here on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob?
Bob, who were you talking to before you came on here?
I was talking to your producer.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
Well,
I think before that one. Who were you talking to before you were talking to the producer?
Let's
just get to it.
Sorry, I have a bad phone. I didn't get on before. That's on me. I was on I'm on speaker, and that's you know, I can't hear you if I'm on
that's
regular.
A violation. So
I
know
yeah, but it, his phone doesn't work. I am.
He said they went to me, and I didn't hear it, so I apologize. Yeah, that's all
yeah,
me.
Yeah. All right. What do you think about the Eagles?
Yeah.
If you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I might as well.
Okay. It was funny. I had just picked up the phone. I was going to call, and I
just talk about the Eagles.
And then your one caller said, you know, because we're trying to help Spike, and he's hit the question was, how do you get rid of a number one defense and still win? But it's that same defense, like less than a year ago, that people were saying, well, we're going to score a lot because of the offense, but the defense was the question. So what you do is the same thing we did last year. You get a bunch of hungry young guys, you coach them up, and you send them out. Now, I still say we get a free agent if he's actually literally free and he's floating around there. And maybe some of these people are trying to get available because they want to get on the Eagles.
Do you want to win the Super Bowl or not?
And that's okay.
Do you think
with the same?
Do you think with the same thing?
A bunch of new.
Do you
guys,
think what we did and, last year is a recipe that's going to work every single year? Do you think that Aziz Ojulari is going to be as good as Zach Bond was, and that our rookies we ended up with two great rookies in the secondary. Now our top two picks on defense this year, we have our first round pick.
Jahad Campbell.
With Jahad Campbell, who's probably not going to play for the first month of the season. I don't know, man. We got a little bit lucky last year. We got a little bit lucky with Zach Bond. We got a little bit lucky with how productive that Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean were last year. We got lucky, by the way, that Darius Slay still had another year left in his career where he could be a starting cornerback. I don't know that you can count on being that lucky every single year, especially when your defense was the backbone of the team last year. Last year, for the Philadelphia Eagles, the backbone of their team was a number one defense and the best running back in the NFL. I'm not super confident we're going to get that sort of, performance out of Saquon again. And I'm definitely not confident that we're going to have the best defense in the NFL. I want to win a Super Bowl while the rest of the NFC isn't incredible. I want to win a Super Bowl when there isn't a mountain to climb. Let's go get one this year. Let's make sure we're good again. And I don't see them doing that.
These guys, I say get a free agent. I say get them, but to you're not confident, and you can't be, and you never can be sure. But that's better than what you were saying before. Like you said, you can't understand how. And this number one defense, it went from 20 last year. So it can be done. And you can't. It's not a recipe you want to bank on, but I do say try to win it now. That's exact. Before they catch up to us, the rest of the league. But I agree with that completely. Incidentally, I remember watching Ike play. Awesome.
That's right,
Jack.
What was your favorite play?
There it is.
Your favorite Ike Reese play.
I don't have a favorite Ike Reese play. What I liked about him was he flew around. Like people didn't tell him.
Shut up, Jack.
He was the big guy. He hit people
That's
hard.
Right.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Come on, man. He lit up Deion Sanders in the Ravens game. And people forget
twice
that.
And
he
Washington
picked off
game.
Dante Culpepper.
I
he
did.
Sacked
twice.
Brett Favre
picked off
after Najee Davenport ate his lunch for four quarters.
That's true. That was early in the game, actually. Sack came earlier in the game.
It was sports talk radio, and they didn't beat people up. They praised him. I just remember the good that he did. We did have a sideline reporter who seemed to hate the team always, and I never understood that growing up, but anyway.
Oh, he's talking about Howard.
Howard hated the team?
That's not my Howard.
Yeah.
He's talking about the 90s Howard.
Oh, yeah. That was a different Howard. Yeah, it's a different Howard.
Pre-2000s Howard.
Oh, yeah. Back when sports radio was pleasant. Everyone was happy. No one was ripping the Eagles in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Pre-Joe Batter and Andy Reid Howard was a different beast.
Yeah.
That was a different beast.
Yeah.
The
one thing that's not being factored in on the defense, and we don't know this now, but I think it has to be brought up, is what the fire is going to be like. Like last year they had their coming off the worst year that we've
fire.
Had.
Fire?
Yeah.
The fire is Vic Fangio.
But, well, by the way, to point out, it's not like Vic Fangio is rolling out number one defenses every year. I mean, last year was an outlier.
wasn't an outlier.
Yes, it was.
When he's had talent, he's had a good defense.
He had talent in Miami.
Like, no, they're not.
I know. They're a bunch of dogs. Yes, I get it. Like, he went to the Super Bowl in 12 with a great team. Yeah. A great team. What did they do after that? I mean, a couple of years, they fell apart. I mean, that Niners team. Well, and Harbaugh was out of there by, what, 15?
It's a mix of both. I mean, like, he's obviously a good defensive coordinator, but you can't do it without players. And, like, my
any coach will tell you that.
Yeah, and my concern is that, like, is it possible that all these guys that we're hoping come through? It's absolutely possible. I just, like, for a team that just won the Super Bowl, the difference between how I think I'm seeing it and how you're seeing it is you're seeing it like, the Super Bowl gives them the leeway to go into this year with almost maybe not even just benefit of the doubt, but like they don't have to act desperate.
Yes.
To me, like this window that we're talking about, I would act desperate now because I don't know what 2 years from now is. I don't know where Saquon is 2 years from now. I don't know if they make changes to the salary cap rules that make it harder for the Eagles to hold on to their players and spread it out. Like, I'm feeling panicked about getting another Super Bowl soon because I don't know what 3 years from now holds.
And that's fair. I'm not saying you're crazy for thinking the way that you're thinking. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is I believe the Eagles have earned the benefit of the doubt. New England, when they had that long dynasty run, they had to make tough decisions. They had to let certain players go. They traded Richard Seymour, a Hall of Fame defensive tackle, in the middle of their run. Like they let my old teammate in Atlanta, Lawyer Malloy, go, who was a safety on two of their Super Bowls. They let him go because they didn't like you. Like,
they let Vrabel go.
Like sometimes you have to make tough decisions and trust in your system, your sort of model for building a team, for drafting players, developing players. I'm not saying you're going to win every year, but what I am saying is you're going to give yourself a chance to win every year. And sometimes when you make desperate moves, you basically put yourself in this box to where now you're stuck with a guy, or he's going to be eating up your cap space if he can't play, versus having younger players that you drafted into your system or picking and choosing. Like, for instance, New England, they went out and got Rodney Harrison, right? So they saw a veteran. They saw the need. They plucked him in there. They went and traded for Randy Moss when it presented itself.
Yep.
Fourth-round draft pick. So, like, New England, they did those things when they saw fit, when it benefited them. Now, here's the difference. With Tom Brady as the quarterback.
It changes things a little bit.
Patriots, yes.
No offense to Jalen. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Brady was the quarterback, so he made a lot of that right. I 100% agree with that. This is where the quarterback, this is where Jalen, to me, proves his value. To me, Brady won during that time not being the highest paid quarterback in the league, not having the top talent around him. And so this is where, and I believe Jalen can do it. Here's the one thing I had to finally come to appreciate about Jalen. It may not look the way you would ideally want it to look, but you usually are pleased with the results. If you go throughout his career, even when he was in college, being in Alabama, it wasn't about him, right? It wasn't about him.
No.
He went to Oklahoma. It wasn't necessarily about him. He had CeeDee Lamb. He had some other good players. But he still went there and took that team to the playoffs, and he finished a runner-up in the Heisman Trophy race. So what I'm saying is, when he was drafted here, he may not have been drafted to be the guy, but he somehow has made that work for him. That, over time, has to say something. It's one thing if you do it once or if you do it twice. Throughout his career, this is what he's done. He's been on winning teams. He's been on successful teams. And it's not just about the talent around him. It's his ability to play that position, with the talent around him. So what I'm saying is Jalen Hurts, as long as he has an organization like the Eagles that's going to put talent around him, all he has to do is know how to go out and win with the talent that's around him. That's what he's done. Like, he's never been the big arm guy, the five-star recruit that led everything with his arm. Like, he's been sort of a general on the field, calm and composed under pressure. He's gotten better at that. And it's the one thing I will always say that separates him from those other guys who we assume have better talent than he has in their own body. This dude, when he usually gets in the big games, he plays well. It's a good enough team around him. He's going to play well enough to give us a shot. And it's not going to be pretty all the time. But for the most part, he wins. Like, that's the end result of what he does as a quarterback. Some quarterbacks are losing quarterbacks. They always lose. They always play bad. This dude seems to always be in big games.
Well, I'm going to need him to play edge and get after the quarterback next year.
Listen, but see, here's the thing. That's where it's on Fangio. If the defense is going to be the personnel that it is, it's like when Jim Johnson was here. Like, Andy wasn't responsible for what we did on defense. That was Jim Johnson. That was Jim Johnson's responsibility.
Yep.
So, to me, Coach Fangio has earned that. Like, that's on him to develop these guys.
215.
Get these guys ready to go. But the offense, to me,
yep,
don't go out there and lose games. Meaning, you can't go out there turning the ball over and playing poorly. Like, you can't do that as an offense. You just got to go out there and do your part. And then Coach Fangio will get the defense right.
Coming up next, speaking of Jalen Hurts.
You like that, Fritz?
No, it's good stuff.
speaking of Jalen.
So dismissive, man.
I'm just dismissive, man.
Chris Sims is ranking
Speaking of being dismissive.
Yes.
Finally, someone that knows the truth.
Yeah, is ranking his top quarterbacks for next season. We will get into that list next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey! We're having a nice little afternoon here at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina out here on the deck.
They better be lucky I got to go back up 95. I'd have me one or two.
Be staying the night.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice festive. It's a festive atmosphere.
It is. Dude, I was saying, and this is not far from Philly.
I got my surfsides down here. I see all my surfside iced teas.
Well, and the thing is, for us, Ike, as we're in the South Jersey or whatever, it's less than an hour to get down
That's
here.
That's true.
It's like, I was like, yeah, I'll tell Val. Come have dinner here one night.
I do plan on coming back down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Day down, yeah. Well, we had a double date down here.
Oh, that's what we should do.
Man.
Oh, come on.
Man. Start double dating.
Yeah, come on. Hold on, there's three of us.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I'm also less than an hour away.
Well, then you can come too.
You got two babies
at home,
though.
You got the little kids, yeah.
We'll bring them.
No.
When the kids get brought up, everyone ditches.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's right. Because he doesn't have kids, and my kids are grown.
Well, how about this? Ike and I will pay for the babysitter.
Yes.
Just drop them to my parents.
All right. There you go. Well, we'll pay them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Don't give them any ideas. My dad won't turn down a dollar.
Yeah.
Dad's smart.
So, you know, we all love Chris Sims around here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Finally, a guy that makes sense.
And Chris Sims is debuting his top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, can't wait.
Now, he hasn't debuted the top four yet, but based on looking at the list, we assume we know who is in the top four.
Yeah.
And we know who's not going to be in the top four.
Yeah, so we wouldn't be talking about it right
correct.
Now. But the top four is Josh Allen, we would imagine. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
So he released his top 10. And I'm going to go, actually, instead of counting down, I will count up or whatever.
Of course.
So number five.
It's more dramatic.
Number five, he identifies as the Pocket Rockets.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, well, that's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it sounds. I don't know about that.
Is it sponsored by Blue Chew?
Yeah. So his Pocket Rockets are number five. He has Jaden Daniels as the number five quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
Number six, Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Number seven, C.J. Stroud. Now he has voiced confidence in Stroud before. Stroud had a great rookie year. Had an off last year. I think we're all pretty confident Stroud will be good.
Yeah. I think C.J. Stroud's a good quarterback.
Yeah,
very good.
It seems aggressive to have him at seven, but okay. So Jaden Daniels, number five. Matthew Stafford, number six. C.J. Stroud, number seven. Then 8 and 9, he has labeled surgicality.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Surgical, meaning you're a good passer.
Okay, so like precision guy.
Precision.
Surgicality is definitely not a word. If I said that, you would spend 10 minutes saying how dumb I was.
Well, do you want me to get to the punchline here, or do you want me to, you know? Number 8, Justin Herbert. Yeah. Number 9, Baker Mayfield. I'm a Baker guy. I don't mind having Baker at 9. I might have him a little higher. Number 10, there's only one group this is. This group is called The Truth Hurts. Jalen Hurts, number 10 in his quarterback list. So here is what Chris Sims had to say about why Jalen Hurts is number 10 on his list.
He really saved his best moments for the last two games of the year, the two most important games of the year. Against the Washington Commanders, NFC Championship game, played his best football maybe there. And then, of course, in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I mean, their mid-second quarter, I mean, the start of the game, let alone the mid-second quarter going into the third. I mean, he really, and the offense took over and dominated and put the Chiefs away. Yeah. But with him saying all that and all his skill set and the leadership and the mental strength and all that, is he perfect? No. There's a reason he's at number 10. And there's still flaws in his football game that need to be addressed, need to be fixed. And, you know, they win the game still with him not playing perfect. And this is where, again, I do the dirty work to go, let me decipher here, right? But there's no quarterback in football that has more advantages on the field at the position than Jalen Hurts.
All right. From a personnel standpoint, he's at least right on the final point. I don't think you can punish – like, it gets tricky when you start talking about the other players on the team because
– Yeah, because I'm going to rip right into all that.
Well, yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want you to finish.
Okay. Well, I would have him 7th. But, no, 6th, 7th. I would have him 8th. So I guess – No, I would have him 7th. I'm sorry. I would have him 7th. I guess I have him closer to 10.
Either way,
to
you would be wrong. 7th or 8th or 10th.
Okay. I think Chris Sims here's how I feel about Chris Sims.
Yeah.
I feel like he makes decent points, but I also think he has a grudge to bear on the Hurts thing. So what he's doing is he is betting that eventually he's going to be right.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is essentially what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I think some of his good points, which I do think he makes some good points, get a little harder to take seriously because sometimes it's quite obvious, like, he is going to stand on this hill.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's gonna bet on Hurts eventually failing.
Yeah.
So I actually
reminds me of a couple guys I know.
Yeah. I don't think
it's a good strategy.
I don't think 10 is like insanely unfair. I don't think it is.
Of course it is, Spike.
I don't think it is,
well,
but
I
don't think it's right, but I also don't think it's unfair.
Here's why it's unfair. And it's multiple reasons. A, he's biased. Because he was outrageous with his 42nd ranking years ago, and Jalen wound up going to the Super Bowl, and Eagles fans, rightfully so, let him hear about it. You can't be that outrageous with your take. The guy then, that year, finishes runner-up in MVP and 3 points away from beating the greatest quarterback in the last 10 years. Like, you can't say he's 42 and then Jalen does that and you look like a fool. So now you're just betting every year that you're right with your original thought when you could, and you're still wrong. Like, think about it. He started off in the 40s. How does a guy that he started off ranking in the 40s make his way up into the top 10?
Well, here's the thing about...
Think about that, Spike.
Yeah, well...
40, it's only 32 spots.
He had Kellen Mond behind him.
Yeah, it's only 32 spots.
Well, the thing about the where he ranked him before 22 is it's almost like I would get it. Wherever he wants to put him after his first year starting, mm-hmm. like, that 42 is ridiculous, but also, like, nobody thought he was going to be runner-up of MVP. You know what I mean? Like,
right, but that's where he went, though.
Right.
He went from 42 to that.
Right.
And he can't let it go. So it is a bias. So here's the other reasons why. The same things he tries to use against Jalen, meaning that he makes that way more to why he knocks him down, he praises these other guys for meaningless stats and not winning, which at the quarterback position, it speaks to his mindset as what it means to be a quarterback in the NFL. He's lost. His dad has his numbers in the rafters at the Giants because he won the Super Bowl. His dad is only known because the defense of the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
But no, he's only known because of his dad. So what I'm saying is that the very fact that he has a job is based off of his dad being perceived as a winner. And he doesn't put enough of that into his criteria of judging quarterbacks. It's the very reason his sorry ass got a scholarship at Texas and got drafted. He was terrible as a quarterback. But if his dad hadn't won the Super Bowl and been known as a winner, Chris Sims doesn't even get a shot. So what I'm saying is that the very thing he's living off of, which is winning, that dad didn't have a ton of talent, wasn't the greatest, he's living off his dad's reputation. So you don't want to give Jalen credit, even if you want to just say he's a winner and he has great characteristics like my dad, which is why I love him. See, you're trying to have it both ways. He wants to be in this space and be viewed as a quarterback guru when he's not looking at what it means to be an actual quarterback in the NFL. What is he actually looking at? If I were to go to C.J. Stroud's stats, why would he have C.J. Stroud ranked in front of Jalen? Why? Because he's going to say Jalen had talent and C.J. Stroud didn't? Well, isn't the very thing of being an elite quarterback means you shouldn't need what the other guys need in order for you to win? Because if you need everything the second round pick needs or the fourth round pick needs, and you're a top 10 pick or a top 5 pick, then what makes you any different than the fourth round pick or the second round pick? So when I hear quarterbacks need talent or Jalen gets knocked for having talent, and then these other guys don't get knocked because they don't have the talent. Well, doesn't it say they need talent as well to win? So how is that a negative for Jalen?
Well, I think what he would say is, with all of the talent, he should be more productive from a yardage and touchdowns and from a production standpoint. I think that would be his response.
And him as a quarterback should know more. There's more to playing quarterback than that. That's why he's bogus and it's biased. Anybody else, I could be like, okay, whatever. But he's an actual quarterback. And I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts is as good as Josh Allen or he's as good as Patrick Mahomes. What I'm saying is your criteria for ranking these quarterbacks don't make sense when it comes to Jalen Hurts. Because if you're going to rank all those other things, then you can't tell me. So, like, I hear a lot of, well, if I put this quarterback on the Eagles, they'd win the Super Bowl too. That's a negative for Jalen? That's a negative? I don't see how that's a negative. Like, I don't see how that's a negative. Like, why can't they uplift their own team and lead them to a championship? If they are that much better than Jalen, why can't they uplift their own team? Why do they need to have the same amount of talent as Jalen? Since Jalen is not that good and they're that great.
Sure.
That's what I don't get. And so him being a 10, all those guys in front of him, I know why those guys are in front of him. And I'll continue to say it until Jalen proves me wrong or shows me something different. Give me this dude in those games. More often than not, he's coming out on top against those quarterbacks. By the way, against those quarterbacks. He's coming out on top the majority of the time. So what are we basing this on? Stats? Like, is that what we're basing it on, stats? That's not how you judge quarterbacks in this league, man. It's not. It could be how you rank them, but from an ownership, coaching standpoint, you want the results. And it goes without saying for fans. They want the results. They don't care what numbers look like or in there. You can put up a bunch of numbers and we don't win. You're still getting ripped. At Joel Embiid averaged 33 points. Don't matter. We go out in
Doesn't
the second
care.
Round.
Yeah.
It don't matter. So winning is the only thing that matters when you're at that position. And that dude does a hell of a lot of winning. And all those other guys with the speed, with the arm talent, and all these other things, they don't win as much as Jalen. Much as I love Joe Burrow. If he don't make the playoffs this year, it'll be the third straight year he doesn't make the playoffs. With that talent on offense. I'm not saying it's Joe Burrow's fault.
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm just saying it'll be the third straight year he doesn't make the playoffs.
I actually have a question for you about this. 215-592-9494, but we'll get to it in a second. I can tell you how to get your rankings.
It's hard when I start cooking, man.
You know what?
Hard.
Actually,
well, in front of this.
Speaking of which.
Hard. You're sweating.
It's what?
Well, it is hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you say before that? It's what?
It's hard.
Oh, it's hard.
There it is. Yep.
There it is.
There you go.
How does that work?
I didn't know we were rolling into that.
Well, now you know. Now you know. Look, what I'm telling you is, this is me to you who's listening right now. This is us to you. We know you've heard us talk about Blue Chew.
Right.
And we know.
Everyone here has to.
Yeah. And we know you're sitting there thinking, well, I want to try it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go to the doctor and tell them that I need it or whatever. You know, I don't want to have to wait in line at the pharmacy.
Dad, I'm having problems.
Yeah, and look,
have people look at you in the line.
Yeah, look,
don't want that.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Of course not.
But here, we're going to take away all those problems. That's what Blue Chew does. And we're going to take away, if price was your thing, first of all, it's made and shipped in the USA, so it's going to be cheaper anyway.
Yep, no tariffs.
But first month is going to be free. It's on us.
Yep.
Use code 94 at BlueChew.com. It's going to get your first month for free. You're only going to have to pay for the shipping. We got to pay the person that brings it to you.
We'll take care.
You only have to pay the $5, but we're going to take care of the rest of it. You're going to get a chewable that is the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. But again, no doctor's appointments. You just meet with one of their medical pros online. It takes 5 minutes. I can tell you that for sure. It takes about 5 minutes.
That's really
well. No, the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
I didn't know you're a marathon man.
Yeah, and they will no. Marathon for 5 minutes.
That's not a marathon.
Well,
yes.
I don't know. Look at,
yeah,
look at the
two.
Clock for 5 minutes. It's a long time. It's longer than you think it is.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying.
Yep.
You don't have to. No pharmacy. They're going to ship it to you. Just go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94, and you'll get your first month for free. And then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Ike is so sweaty.
Yeah. Well, I blacked out.
That was like a 10-minute rant.
It was. I was waiting on Spike to shut it down, and didn't.
Well, we're at the – no. I was letting you roll. You know, everybody's loving it.
Yeah.
Here at the Chesapeake.
No one agrees with Spike and I.
Yeah. I don't need to do that in front of all these people. The question I have is this, is can we think of over the last 30 years or 40 years, can we think of a historical comp for Jalen? A guy who you say, okay, he ends up making the right plays at the right time, mm-hmm. not great stats, but also should be in the – because you mentioned Phil Simms, but I don't know that Phil Simms would have been in the very top of the quarterback list at the time. I could be wrong. So I'm trying to think of a historical comp for him, and that's where I'm having trouble, where I could say, well, because it's very hard to point to other – I can point to a lot of good quarterbacks that didn't win Super Bowls that we all think were good.
Yeah. You know? My favorite.
Yeah, Dan Marino. You know? And look, maybe John Elway – if John Elway doesn't get Terrell Davis, but maybe he ends up being a quarterback who didn't. So there are plenty of those.
Yep.
What I'm trying to think of is a quarterback not played the same as Jalen, but maybe didn't put up numbers. And I know you brought up Aikman, but it was a different time in the NFL where nobody's numbers looked – It was before the pass era, because even Elway.
Well, that's the only one I could come up with that was close.
Yeah. But last year really did remind me of those 2013 Seahawks.
With the early Russ seasons.
Yeah. And now Jalen probably did more than Russ. But, like, Russ at the time handed off to Marshawn Lynch and had a great defense.
And had a great defense,
And people called him a winner.
And no, people had Russ as an elite quarterback.
But not until – I don't think that happened until later when he put up like a couple 40 touchdown seasons.
No, but he had won two – he had gone to two Super Bowls and won one.
He have the winner thing.
So he wasn't an elite quarterback in the early years, I agree. But you're right. When he started going to the playoffs every year is when people started – and his numbers weren't necessarily gaudy every year.
And he lost that defense.
Yeah.
Like it fell on Russell Wilson's shoulders. But I think early in his career, when he first started winning, it was like, this guy's a winner.
Well, because I remember listening to Bill Simmons talk about Russell Wilson when it was happening. And what he said all the time was, I don't know. That guy finds a way, you know? And the numbers – eventually, Russell Wilson – and who knows if we see Jalen take that step this year. I don't think Jalen's going to throw 40 touchdown passes. But he could take a leap statistically, which would put all of this to bed.
Like,
you know,
2014, he had 20 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Yeah.
Like, and then
that's what Russ used to be at in the 20s and single digit interceptions.
And then 2015, he jumped to 34-8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was his age 27 season, which was what Jalen's heading into.
So this is what I'll say, and I've tried to make this clear. The reason why I have Jalen in the elite category is his winning.
Right.
I'm not. That's what I've always been clear about. It's his amount of winning. You go to two Super Bowls. You're in the playoffs every year. You're a quarterback. You finished in the MVP runner-up. You've been all pro. You've been a Pro Bowler. Like, those things have happened on his resume. And I'm not arguing talent-wise from an elite talent standpoint. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm arguing.
Yep.
My argument has always been, I have him in that category. If those guys are elite, then how can he not be elite with the amount of winning he does at that position?
And that's why this year is a prove-it year from whether or not he is an elite quarterback. He doesn't.
Well, it could be settled, by the way, and not the way you want.
Of course, it could be settled.
You know,
it could be. I agree.
It's on
the table.
When you say it's a prove-it year for him as an elite quarterback, I say, what does he have to do, win another Super Bowl?
But if
he wins another Super Bowl and he throws for 24 touchdowns and 8 interceptions and 3,800 yards.
I'm
giving you numbers.
Does he have the best defense? Does he have the best running back?
It doesn't matter for me.
I might have to drop it if he wins two straight Super Bowls.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He has to do more to get in that category, whereas those other guys with all that talent can get a free pass even though they haven't won a Super Bowl. He has to win two and go to three?
Yeah. He doesn't have to win the Super Bowl for me to say he's an elite quarterback.
Okay. So you just want numbers.
Better numbers, yeah. Like, I would like more than 25 passing touchdowns. It'd be nice.
Get out of here.
If he can prove he can win without having the best defense, the best offensive line, the best running back, and the best receivers, then I'll give it up.
What do you want him to do? Trade the defense?
No!
Trade AJ and Smitty and Saquon?
This is where I want to.
Well, how's he going to win without those guys doing their job?
I'm just saying, last year was overwhelming. The position that he was in and what he was asked to do.
You know, I agree. He didn't have a great year last year.
Yeah,
you
we've
know
all
I
said
agree
that.
That. Yeah, I've said that.
That's why you're going to have him in the bottom half of your top 11.
I don't run from that. But I will say this. The postseason carries more weight.
It does.
And you would say that. Anybody that plays in the postseason, it carries more weight.
100%.
Okay.
It just doesn't carry all the weight.
Sure.
You know, all right. 215-592-9494. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. I'm glad we got an Ike rant in there today. I like the Ike rant.
You see this crowd?
Do the Eagles need to trade for a star defensive player to win the Super Bowl? 72.2% say no. We will get your thoughts on Chris Sims coming up. Also, the Chris high
Sims.
Hopes.
Yeah, Chris Sims, you, it's long overdue for you.
Well, you put me in a position.
Long overdue.
You're like, it's only his dad, and I kind of like, I
been my, there, brother.
Well, yeah. My instincts.
I wasn't even thinking
yeah,
that.
My instincts are like, I'm going to have to fight you on this.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that.
Hold on. You know what? Jack, could you give Joe your mic? He had a question for us.
Okay.
And I forgot that we were going to get that because we got all wound up. You know, go over to Jack's side. And he said, Joe came here and he said that he listens. They listen to the show every day.
Yeah, I listen to you guys.
And he always wants to fight with me on the radio. So what is your question?
Okay. So we all know Jalen Hurts. He's great. But preseason quarterback competition, who's going to win? The Mormon Missile or the new guy, Kyle McCord?
Oh, he's a Kyle McCord guy.
Yeah, I'm a Kyle McCord guy.
Mormon Missile, is that Tanner McKee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mormon Missile.
I wasn't sure.
I think Mormon Missile wins it. But I wasn't sure. But I think this is the last, you know, we're talking about his arm.
Yeah.
We're talking about his arm.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think probably next year that Kyle McCord is the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Not this year, but probably next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Who do you think?
Oh, I mean, this is.
Well, come on. You asked the question.
You like Cal McCord? Are you a Cal McCord
guy?
Well,
so we all know, well, Cal McCord, his Syracuse stats were, pretty good.
Yeah,
and I mean,
they were?
Come on. Yeah, they were pretty good.
No, okay.
Yeah, they were decent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Tanner McKee, he's played for longer.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm going to go Tanner McKee, okay. even though.
So you're going Mormon Missile?
Mormon Missile. Even though I feel like Kyle McCord could eventually, if he gets some play time,
yep,
some practice time, he could be good.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
So you're saying Mormon Missile, backup quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going Mormon. Right.
Jack, your thoughts? Mormon Missile? Jack goes more. Oh, Jack does have his mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry I was late on that. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next, and we'll continue to talk about Chris Sims. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. Beautiful. Good crowd. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.